righteous eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Father, that we have this grace to be in your divine presence once again this evening. Lord, like we always say, and it is written in the scripture, it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not of any good thing that we have ever done or we will ever do. It's just your mercy and your grace upon our life. You said, I will have mercy on whom I will and upon whom I will I harden it, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are grateful, Father, that, Lord, you have chosen us a vessel unto honor in your house, in your vineyard, Lord. Lord Jesus, not because we merit it, Lord, just because your grace, your calling, and your election in our lives, oh God. We are unworthy. We are not worthy, not even to stand before your people. Not that we are worthy, it's just that duty has called us to be in this place. That is where we are. That is why we have come. Oh, living God, be gracious unto us, Lord. Be merciful to us, Heavenly Father. Have your way in our lives, Father. Thank you for your grace and your help unto us on Sunday. Thank you for all that you did in the midst of your people. Thank you for deliverances that you wrought in the life of your people. Lord, thank you ever since then. You have been our shield, our buckler. You have been our protection in every way. You have been our provider, O God. You have been, O living God, our Lord and our Savior. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Lord Jesus, we commit ourselves once again to your great holy hand this evening. Lord, in this little admonition, may you help us, Lord. Lord Jesus, give us understanding and revelation of your word, Master. Lord, may you speak to us and hear through us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, at the time of prayer. Give us, Master, anointing and inspiration to pray. Help us to pray and become saints, O God. Give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. Hear our prayers, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, we will have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting all these requests, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the house of the Lord for the midweek prayer meeting as we take our Bible and open our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53, we read verses 1 to 10. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before our shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. By the grace of God, we want to continue with this sermon with the little time that we have. Just a thought from the prophet on from other sermon and this sermon. Remember, we are going through the sermon, the cruelty of sin and the penalty that it costs to rid sin from our lives. The cruelty of sin and the penalty that it costs to rid sin from our lives. That is the sermon we are going through. And like I said the other time, we'll be taking that day at Calvary with it. Praise the Lord. Brother Brown said at the beginning of this sermon, I want to just want to read that before we continue. I want to talk just a few moments. We always happy when it comes to having the joy of the Lord in our midst. And how I rejoice with you greatly. But did you ever stop to think what it costs to have it? Did you ever realize just the price that is behind it? What judgment was and the penalty of sin? How cruel must sin be when it caused the Son of God to go to Calvary, and God will strike him and turn his face from him and smite him, and he will be afflicted. Look who he was. Praise the Lord. The joy that the penalty that it cost God to give us joy, the penalty that it cost God to give us happiness, the penalty that it cost God to give us salvation, the penalty that it cost God to give us all the good things, all the redemptive blessings that we enjoy today. Have we ever sat down to think of it? Praise ye the Lord. Now, we have gone to Sokoto. We were jumping the last time we were on the sermon because of our time. We all realize it's not a new sermon. We've been going through the sermon I've been preaching here maybe two more times. You see, Brother Brown was showing to us how sin started. We saw how sin started from Adam, our father Adam and Eve. And when sin, before sin started, the picture was beautiful. The garden that God placed there was beautiful. And the whole thing was going smoothly. But the enemy of God came in the garden. And Brother Brown said that sin did not start here on earth. Is that right? Sin did not start here on earth. Sin started in heaven. The anointed cherubim that covered it caused rebellion in heaven, and it was driven down to the earth. And that same Satan, that old serpent, he came and he brought sin here on earth. The beautiful picture that God had in the Garden of Eden, the enemy of God corrupted it and wanted to destroy it. But God, before the foundation of the world, he knew that all these things will happen. And what did God do? God slew a lamb before the foundation of the world to make way for his children that will be here on earth. Praise the Lord. Now, when the sin started, when the thing occurred in the Garden of Eden, and Adam and Eve were being driven away from the garden, God said, stop, don't go. Because according to God's word said, the day you eat thereof, that day you will surely die. Just to make a substantial approach for them to God, God killed a lamb, and God also covered them with the skin of the lamb. Praise the Lord. And when they were going away, with the drip of blood on their, and the lapping of the sealskin on their body, God looked at it. If they are gone, And there was no promise of God for their redemption. God did not make way for their redemption. The whole heart will be gone. But God made a way. Praise the Lord. That was why he called and said, stop. He said, I will put enmity between your seed and the seed of the serpent. And that Barabbas said, that was when the promise at the promise of the redeemer coming was made for the first time. Let me read. Okay. Paragraph 102, the same sermon. Paragraph 102. The cradle of sin. Okay. He called them back, said, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and this Satan's seed. Then when that was done, was at Calvary. When God himself came down through a woman born of a virgin. Praise the Lord. That was when God himself came down. Abraham said, when the news came to glory that the Son of God has fallen, Abraham said, did God send somebody like unto us? Praise the Lord. You know, Adam and Eve were the only human being on earth. There was no other human being on earth beside them. And if God destroyed them, God killed them at that time, that is the end of humanity. That was why God made a temporary provision for them to approach to him. No other person on earth could die for them, for their sins. No other person could redeem them. And every other person that came on earth after them was what? Was in the same sin. That was why Father Job said, who can bring something clean out of unclean? We all came in sin. All of us were their offspring. Nobody, all of us came through sex, and nobody was free from this sin. That's what the Bible says. In sin did my mother do what? Conceived me. Praise the Lord. I'm coming to something. So nobody was there on earth to stand for these people. There was no way. So, and Brabram, even then, Brabram says something. Let me read that before we continue. I want to read from, show us the Father and it will satisfy us. That is 62:06-11. 63:06-11 rather. Paragraph 198-201. Paragraph 198-201. Let's listen to what Paragraph said. Sorry, 53. I was looking wrongly. 53:06-11. Now look, when man was made in the image of God, it did not fall. When he was made in the image of man, he fell. When he was made in the image of beast or out of the dust of the earth, that is when he fell. Then, in order to, the only way that God could, if Christ was an individual man different from God, then God was not just. It wouldn't be right for me to send my son to pay a penalty or some penalty at place are put on somebody else. Like if I said, whosoever look at that will die. When the first thing, and then the first thing you know, Brother Bila there will look at it. And I say, Brother Wood, you take his place because he doesn't want to keep Brother Bila. Say, Brother Wood, you take his place. There, Brother Wood, okay. Brother Wood, you take his place. I wouldn't be just. If I say, Brother Billy Paul, come down here and take his place, I wouldn't be just. If I say to my wife, take his place, I still wouldn't be just. And God is sovereign and just. And the only just way I could reconcile that man would be me take his place, myself. That is right. And God came down as a man, was made in the image of God. Then God came down in the image of man in Christ Jesus and dwelt in that tabernacle of flesh and took the sinner's place and died the death and paid the penalty, redeeming us from sin. Hallelujah. God was in his Son reconciling the world to himself. Did you believe that? God is in his universe. God is in his world. God is in his Son. Now let us see when he was here on earth. You say it was his Son. Yes, sir. When he was here on earth, he said he was God. He looked like God. He acted like God. He healed like God. He died like God. He rose like God. He was God. He was God the Son. Praise the Lord. I also want to read from seven church ages. When was the revelation of Jesus Christ loosed from sin? Loosed from sin. The penalty that it caused to raise sin from our lives. Loose from sin, seven church ages, in the revelation of Jesus Christ. That is the first chapter. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. The word washed is actually loosed. Loose us from our sin in his own what? Blood. Isn't that wonderful? But are you spiritual minded? Did you catch it? It was his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. It was not human's blood. It was the blood of God. Peter called it the blood of Christ. Paul called it the blood of the Lord and the blood of Jesus. Not three persons, but one person. There is that revelation again, one God. That omnipotent Jehovah God came down and made himself a body by means of a virgin birth, and he dwelt it, that it might be the blood of God that will free us, loose us entirely from our sins, and present us spotless before himself with exceeding great joy. Praise the Lord. Will you like an Old Testament type? Let us go back to the Garden of Eden, when the first news came to glory that the son, Adam, had been lost. Did God send an angel? Did he send a son? Did he send another one like unto us? No. He came himself. Praise the Lord. To redeem that lost son. Hallelujah. God did not entrust his plan of salvation to another. He trusted only himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us and redeemed us unto himself. We are saved by the blood of God. Praise the Lord. It's not the blood of man that saved us. He took God to come from glory. He left his glory in heaven to come down on earth to die for you and I. Praise you, the Lord. That is the penalty that caused God to lose us from our sins. May God help us. Let's listen to the prophet. So it's not the blood of man that saved us. It is the blood of God himself that saved us. So we are saved by the blood of God. The eternal God indwelt a mortal body in order to take away sin. He became the Lamb in order to shed his blood and enter into the veil with it. Praise the Lord. It could be mysterious to man, but that is what God did. Praise the Lord. Consider this. Since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. And if the perfect blood is loosing us from the power and the bondage and the defilement of sin, then the loosing is perfect and complete. There is now therefore no condemnation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Declare us what? Righteous. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Romans 8:33-34. There it is. His death gave us the blood. The blood has loosed us. There is now no condemnation. How can there be? There is nothing to be condemned for, because the blood has loosed us from sin. We are free, guiltless. Don't listen to man. Listen to the word. You are loosed by the blood. Now don't get tied down again by tradition and creeds and organization. Don't be led astray by listening to those that deny the power of the word and deny that Jesus says, Jesus is, Jesus fills with the Holy Ghost and power. He's still filling with the Holy Ghost today. Praise the Lord. Jesus saves, Jesus is, Jesus delivers, Jesus fills with the Holy Ghost even today. Praise the Lord. You are God's free men, loosed by his blood, loosed by his own blood. If you still hold your faith to creed and denominations, it is certain that the evidence that you have lost, but it is certain by the evidence that you have lost your faith in the word. Praise the Lord. So he took God himself to come down to shed his own blood. Because he came in flesh to die for us on the cross at Calvary. That is the penalty he caused God to rid us from our sins. God has to leave his glory. God has to come down to be human, to be our kinsman. The only kinsman that was not born by sex. Praise the Lord. All of us were born by sex. There is nobody ever since the time of Adam to today that was born without sex apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. He's the only one that was born without sex that was innocent, that was righteous, that was just to save us from our sins. That is what it caused God to rid us of our sins. Then, if it caused God that, oh, may God help us. If it caused God that to go to Calvary, Abraham said in that day at Calvary, he said that Satan thought he would not go through it, but he went through it. It baffled Satan that God could leave glory and come down to humble himself to be man. That is why there is no mercy. Humility is godly. A man that is humble is a godly man. Because nobody can be as humble as God. For God to condescend, my man, this I like I used to say, the creator of heavens and the earth came in human flesh. And he had to stoop so low to be a foot wash flunky. That's what Abraham said. To wash the feet of the one that he created. Even that is those who love. And that same creator, he humbled himself not until they spit on him. They slapped him. They hit him with rod on the head. They did all form of things to him. He opened not his mouth. Did he open his mouth? He opened not his mouth. He went through it because of you, because of me. It was because of his own, because the Bible says, his name shall be called what? Jesus. For he shall do what? Save his own from their sins. It is because of you and I that he did all that. May God help us. Like Pastor used to say,
I say, you go to church today, church tomorrow, church next tomorrow, church. I say, well, by Jesus, we are the one that killed him. It was because of us, not because of serpent seed. It was because of us that he did all this, so that he can save us from the law of sin and death. He can deliver us from the bondage of sin. He can set us from the shackle of sin, and we can live a holy life. Brother said, you can live a holy life and righteousness, and the devil can do nothing about it. Praise the Lord. That is the portion of God's children. That they will live righteous, they will live holy, they will live just, and the devil can do nothing, absolutely nothing about it. Because the God of heavens and the heart is living in them. Praise the Lord. Won't you come, children? Won't you come to this way? It is sweet to serve the Lord Jesus. If you realize what he has done for you, that is what I used to tell the children at the adult meeting, Sunday school. You cannot go to Calvary and come back dry-eyed. You can't do it. And you cannot go to that place and come back the same. It's not possible. If you ever, God ever give you the grace to go to Calvary, the real meaning of going to Calvary, you will come back a different person. May God help us. It is sweet to serve the Lord. It is wonderful to be a Christian. There is nothing like unto it. I invite you once again, children, come and go with us. The way is sweet. The journey is sweet. If you can only be in Christ, let us bow down our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto him. See what it cost God to lead you and I from sin. See what it cost God to save you. See what it cost God to save me. See the penalty that he has to go through for your sake, for my sake, so that we could be free from sin, so that we could be delivered from the shackle of Satan and the bondage of Satan. See all that he has gone through for our sake. Why don't we surrender our lives unto him? Why don't we commit ourselves unto him? And don't forget also, Jesus still saves. Jesus still heals. Jesus still delivers. He's still filling with the Holy Ghost. And that same Jesus is here once again this evening. Only we just have to believe and call upon his name. Why don't we call upon his name? In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. If you want to be remembered in prayers, why don't you raise up your hand to the Lord? Not to man, but to the Lord Jesus Christ. While his servant, we pray for us. God bless you.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you because since we left here on Sunday, you'll be with us as individuals, as families, who guided our steps, who met our needs, who fought our battles, You made sure the enemy never had upper hand, and you have brought us to this midweek meeting. And you said we are two or three. I gather together in thy name, there you be in the midst of them. We are more than two, we are more than three here. Gathered together in your name, and we know you are in our midst. You have heard the exhortation. We have heard the exhortation, your word that has been given. Lord, what it took you to receive from our lives. The joy, the peace, the satisfaction, the protection, all that we should enjoy as a result of that sacrifice that you made. May we never come short of any, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, some have lifted up their hands or came to the altar, maybe for infilling, for a healing, or for healing or deliverance, or for whatsoever reason. Whatsoever reason, anyone, O God, is lifting up his hand looking unto you, we pray. You go from birth to birth, from person to person, don't pass any of us by. Meet us at the point of our needs. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name. May the blessing, may they be permanent in our lives. All that you died to purchase for us, your prophecy, you do come as an onlooker. You come to design our needs and to meet them. All the needs that you have met again, Allah, may they be permanent, Lord. May with your servant, the pains away from his body, blessed be thy holy name, Lord. We commit the rest of the service into your hands as we go into the prayer session. May you inspire us to pray as we come and say. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Before we round up the meetings tonight, I want us to sing this song with meaning in our hearts. My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary. Savior divine, now hear me while I pray. Take all my sin away. Oh, let me from this day be holy thine.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for bringing us together tonight, for the midweek service. We thank you for the self-service. We thank you for the exhortation that came to us, your word. We thank you for the opportunity you gave to us to pray, both the written one and the existing one on the board. We committed them all unto you. And you have promised us your word that whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received, and then shall we have them. We are going back home with assurance, with confidence, with joy and gladness that you have heard our prayers and that you have answered our prayers. We be in expectation for the manifestation of their answers. Thank you, Father. We pray for students, workers, businessmen and women, housewives. As we move around, O God, within the town, with public transport or private vehicles, those who will travel, Lord, may your unfailing presence abide with everyone. And Master, your servant will be with us tonight. May you be with him, quicken every cell in his body, take away pains in his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless your servant that you have used to minister to us, may replenish him for the virtue that has left him. So we believe in the auditorium, honoring your presence, may your presence accompany each and every one of us to our homes by whichever means we are going. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Like you heard in the prayer, Brother Sam had to rest a little at home. That is why he's not here. Let's continue to be praying for him, for the perfection of his health, that very soon he will be back to his post of duty. God bless you. Let's take the last stanza of that hymn, 23, as we close our move out.